some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Seeing McNair coming out humming it. 9-6, the Colts in front, early third period. Titans on first down.
Here comes Blitz.
Blitz coming. Give Eddie charge. Cuts back up the middle. 35 has room. 40.
He's out of here.
50. 45. 40. 35. 30. 25. 20. 15. 10. 5. In zone. 68 yards. Eddie George. Touchdown. Tight.
104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Remember that play well in the playoff game against the Colts back in 2000. RCA Dome. That was awesome. Yeah. Alongside Mark Howard, Blaine Bishop, I'm Kevin Ingram, Jonathan Schaefer, our producer. We have a special guest, number 27, is on the line with us. Blaine, how about you bring him in for us?
Yes, the all-time greatest Titan to ever put on the uniform, my main man, my brother. Eddie, man, I really appreciate it in your busy schedule because I don't want to go down the laundry list of things that you're super talented at. But one of the things that you were actually great at was playing football and being a leader amongst all leaders. Appreciate you coming on, brother, man. And how's it feel to get the first number 27 as well as number 9 ever retired in NFL history, let alone for the Titans?
Wow, man. It feels good, man, honestly. It really, honestly, Blaine, it didn't hit me until I was at the facility. And I saw the jerseys in the case.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, you know, this is surreal. I mean, no one will ever wear these jerseys again. And you hear the statistics of, at that particular time, 151 jerseys in the NFL period have, those numbers have been retired. And now to be 52 and 53, it's pretty amazing. And, you know, having my family there, both my sons, there to witness that, my wife there to witness that, is truly a blessing. So it's like I'm on cloud nine. It really is something special. It was very intimate. It was heartfelt, and it was for and done by the Titans, you know? So that makes it really extra special when they can recognize, you know, 19 years or 25 years later of all my playing career that I've been recognized in this regard. And because to get your number retired is really a very strong and powerful statement and quite an accomplishment.
Oh, no question about it. I guess going to you talked a little bit at the press conference there that 2 + 7, which is your number, equals 9. And then Eric McNair is number 9. So kind of take us through that whole little story and then give us a Steve story on the field and off the field. Everybody can really kind of get a better understanding of who you guys really were.
Well, yeah. Well, the number 9 is interesting. You know, 2 + 7 does equal 9. And when you add the 9 together, if you add them together, you get 18. And you add the 8 + 1, it equals 9. Even if you multiply it, you know, 9 times 9 is 81. 8 + 1 is not. So it always repeats itself. Mm-hmm. So even though Steve isn't here physically, you know, that 9 always repeats itself, you know, whether I'm here living out, talking about his legacy and keeping his memory alive in that regard. And that's why, you know, we were awesome teammates because we had each other's backs. You know, it's a quick story before I talk about Steve is that I think it was in 2001, you know, I had a horrible game against Baltimore, followed by, you know, personal incident off the field of my family. And it was just a really rough 24 hours for me. And I remember just sitting at home in my office, just quiet, didn't have the TV on or anything. And Steve calls me on my cell phone. We talked about 20 minutes. He says, hey, man, I'm here for you. I know, you know, you've been there for me for some tough times in my life. And I'm here for you to talk about it, man. It's going to be okay. And just really going out of his way when he didn't have to make sure I was fine, man. And that meant a lot to me. So those moments, you know, people that they don't know about that stuff, you know, that was truly a brotherhood, was truly love. And but in terms of Steve, man, you know, Blaine, we can pick any Steve has done, but I'll talk about his ability to maneuver and out in the pocket and to escape. I mean, let's talk about the Super Bowl drive. I mean, that's the signature play to me. You know, he had many, but that drive willed himself and us down the field to put us in position to tie the ball game. He was flawless, and you could see a focus in his eyes in the huddle that was no doubt we were going to win. You know, when we gave up the touchdown, when you were out of the game and Mark Robb was out of the game, we gave up that touchdown. We said, okay, they gave us too much time. We're going to go down here and score with confidence. You know, it was no panic. It was anything because we knew what we can do. We knew we had a chance to put nine at the helm. And when he put us in that position to win it, man, you know, that to me sums up who Steve was, because you saw it everything. You saw the arm. You saw the strength. You saw his ability to escape trouble. To extend plays, and you saw his grit, his grind, and you can carry his energy. You kind of fed off his energy during that particular play or the particular drive. So, that last Super Bowl drive was definitely a signature moment for me.
Eddie George is our guest here on the Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Eddie, how does this number retirement kind of bring some closure for you with you know, not only your career with the Titans, but your NFL career? How do you sort of look at all that?
You know, I can honestly say I was fine without it. But yesterday, it's funny. My wife said, you know, you almost got choked up. Why? I said, I don't know. I really don't know. because I guess. In the sense that when I think about it, I was blessed enough that both of my sons were there to see that happen. And when you really sum it up, you know, again, to have the only number 27 in the NFL tired, period, that's rarefied air. And the number 9, that's rarefied air. And to go in with my teammate, who's no longer with us, was also very special. So it's tough to really describe the feeling. It's a sense of peace. It really is a peaceful feeling. It feels like you got a little taste of heaven, because people can, you're here to see how people feel about you while you're still alive. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And they can recognize your accomplishments. And Blaine, you told me a story yesterday from a completely different perspective. Like, wow, you know, you never hear that when you went to Philadelphia, mm-hmm. and how the Eagles, you know, looked at us and looked at me and from other teams, another perspective. So to hear that is really gratifying. Yeah. And it's been over 20 some odd years. You think, you're over it. Yeah, whatever. I played the game, but you never leave your blood. It never leaves your system, you know? So, it truly gets better with time. As time goes on and you can appreciate the hard work, the blood, sweat, the tears that you put into your craft, the game, it pays dividends down the line when people can recognize you for various awards, and you can use your platform for good, for your life purpose of making change, for philanthropic efforts and so forth. It really is a tremendous blessing having played in the NFL, and certainly after the NFL, the impact you can have on so many different lives.
Eddie, how good do you feel about where the Titans are right now? The gesture by Amy, Adam Strunk to retire your number in Steve's. You know, you played with, you know, Mike Vrabel, you played with him, you played against him, so you know him pretty well. And I know you've gotten to know John Robinson. What's your perspective on the state of the Titans right now?
Well, overall, from a culture standpoint, you know, I've always said a great organization starts from the top. You look at some of, the top organization in this league that's been very successful, the Patriots, the Seattle Seahawks, the Green Bay Packers. They have strong front office leadership and ownership. And it starts with Amy Adams Strunk. And, you know, we didn't know, you know, 2-3 years ago, the direction of the team, where they're going to head. But she's done an outstanding job of investing in the team, getting the best facilities. She's a tremendous leader because she's all about serving the players, truly serving the players. Mm-hmm. You want to get the bottom line. You want to be profitable. You want to succeed. But she's doing everything and anything to be competitive, to help the players. And that goes a long way. That being said, and I told her this yesterday, you know, that she's creating a standard, a Titan standard of how we used to play. And I feel like it's going to be years of consistency. I don't know if it's going to lead to Super Bowls, but I think we'll have a consistent brand of play, a standard way that we want to play that starts at the top, and certainly with Mike Vrabel. Mike has done a tremendous job of giving these guys a chance to win. In his first year, he's laying the foundation for the culture that's being established. Again, a standard in how you want to play and approach being a professional, approach being a Titan, the Titan way. And that's what I see, you know, making the investment in the players and from facilities to building a new kitchen for the players. Just the little things, you know, goes a long way. And I think it's going to translate into wins. You know, how many wins? I'm not sure. But the culture is being established or being reestablished at the facility for longevity, for consistency, and excellence.
All right, I got to ask you this because, you know, we were talking about, you know, your career numbers and all that. And I have always said, there's got to be context, you know, in terms of what kind of running back you were in the fourth quarter. You know, when I think, you had great runs, long runs, game-breaking runs, but I'll always remember you, Eddie, in the fourth quarter with the offensive line imposing its will on the other team's defense and you killing them, you know, with these 5 to 7 yard gains. I kind of compared you to another Philly guy, Joe Frazier. You know, a bunch of body blows, and then they go down. Can you explain that feeling?
Yeah. The best way I can describe it is making them eat iron fists. You know, the crushing blow wasn't necessarily the touchdown. The crushing blow was running through somebody's clavicle and then taking on 3 or 4 other defenders and dragging them for 5 yards. And then getting up and saying, we're going to do it again, you know, and we're going to call it, it's going to be on one. So meet us here at the same play, same time, and let's see if you can handle it. Really just taking their soul. We wanted to do that in that fourth quarter. We wanted to build ourselves that way, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And, you know, it worked at times, and at times we got our butts kicked. but for the most part, that's the brand of football that I pride myself with, and I tried to do that each and every time. You know, the fourth quarter was mine, you know, and that's how I trained. That's how I approached it, and that's been my philosophy.
Worked a whole bunch of times. Eddie, congratulations. Yeah, thank you for the time this morning.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Appreciate it, brother. As right, always, love you, bro.
All right. That's Eddie George. He and Steve McNair will have their numbers retired by the Titans. 27 for Eddie and 9 for Steve, and that'll be in mid-September when the Titans play the Indianapolis Colts for the home opener.